This recording, South Africa 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path above high, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot at the one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Okay, well, Germiston is possibly the most horrid place in the whole of Joburg. It's a very urban sort of settlement with very dilapidated homes. Nice big gardens, though. Fortunately, we had a pool, so we grew up in a very sort of wild atmosphere with bicycles and swimming pools. And lots of braais and people sitting around fireplaces and smoking cigarettes and drinking beer. I went to a nice sort of community-based school called Germiston South Primary, where we participated in sports. We've got a regular education sort of set for us, which is great. Found many friends, lots of water sports, going to Germiston Lake, rowing. Lots of swimming, lots of biking. I've lived with my family the whole of my life. My parents are still together. We're very strongly attached. I have an older brother whose name's Greg, and I have two adopted brothers who are Martin and Mark. Well, I must be an outsider in my family because I decided to become an artist, but most of the people in my family are sports orientated, which means that most of our time was spent on soccer fields with my brother kicking a soccer ball while everyone's parents were slowly but surely getting a little bit pie-eyed, which is drunk. Lots of jumping in rivers, lots of bicycle riding, as I've said, lots of letting other people's tires down. What we did for holidays was basically sit around and watch TV. We used to get a lot of videos. My father used to love nature conservation tape, so we used to watch a lot of that. Otherwise, just videos that have come out on the new circuit. We'd spent hours and hours in the swimming pool. Oh, and making tree houses. We used to make huge, huge tree houses in the tree of our back garden, which was pretty amazing. Oh, and we also grew up with chickens and ducks. This is all coming back to me. Chickens and ducks. We used to have chickens and ducks in the back garden, which used to freak us out. We've had sheep in the back garden. You must understand, this is a very sort of community-based house. So we used to wake up with chickens and ducks cockle-doo-doo-dooing in the middle of the morning, which is quite fascinating. So we used to spend our holidays running after chickens, and my father used to try. He tried one day to cut a chicken's head off, because he wanted to open a business with chickens, but it didn't work because he felt very sorry about cutting the chicken's head off because its body started running around the garden with no head. My dad's disabled as well, I suppose. He's physically disabled, broke his back at work. My mother is the breadwinner in the family. She is loony. She's nuts. She's the one with the chickens and the ducks and who insists on having them.